0.95% APR with AutoPay, you could save thousands in interest. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Plus, LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you have complete peace of mind. Want to save even more? Our listeners get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/McKernan. That's LightStream.com/McKernan. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/McKernan for more information.
It's not summer grilling season until you hear the sizzle of quality Hatfield pork hit the grill while friends and family anxiously await their first serving. That's because Hatfield comes from pork experts who deliver easy-to-prepare varieties of deliciously marinated tenderloins, loin fillets, chops, and ribs. They come with a pledge to quality right on the package. And once they get a taste, everyone will be back for seconds. Get the pork that makes grilling more interesting at Schnucks and visit simplyhatfield.com for more info.
Hi there, Frank Opinion. In Europe at the moment, that sounds so strange to say that because I've never been there till now. First Community Credit Union. A couple of things that I want you not to forget while we're gone. One, home improvement project, like put in a pool, build a new deck, landscaping, you get the idea, Four Seasons room, whatever. Don't have the cash? First Community Credit Union has an answer to that, has a solution for that. It's called Home Equity Line of Credit. Look into it, because it's the smart way to borrow money to add to something to your house to make it more livable, more valuable, more enjoyable. So don't forget about that. Home Equity Line of Credit, First Community Credit Union. Okay, got a wedding coming up? Wedding loan, First Community Credit Union. Got your eye on a new motorcycle, new boat, car, First Community Credit Union. So basically, it comes down to this. It's a great place to bank, and all the things you do at any traditional sort of bank, you can do at First Community Credit Union. We just think they do it better. We, meaning the members. So why don't you join us and become a member? It's not a big deal. It's not hard to do. You close your accounts at your bank, go, hey, I'm out of here. I am going to become a member of First Community Credit Union. We'd love to have you. Over 40 locations. Number one, largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Number one in that respect and lots of other respects. First Community Credit Union. Find out more at firstcommunity.com.
Mark your calendars for June 27th as Country Rock Cabaret hosts Amateur Night. $500 cash will be up for snatch grabs. That's not all. The first 10 amateurs to sign up by calling 618-274-4500 will get a free pair of Cardinal tickets in the boxes, and the biggest prize of the night will be myself and Plowboy hosting and hanging out during the show. The event starts at 10 p.m., but get down there early and save your spot so Plowsy and I don't have all the fun.
Hey there, this is Reed Lowe, former St. Louis Blue, talking to you today about one of the best things that's ever happened to me, mentality. The low testosterone treatment that's completely changed my life. About 3 years ago, I just felt like I was running out of energy all day long. Well, Cam Jansen, my good buddy, introduced me to this testosterone treatment, and it's been an absolute lifesaver. I feel great. My days are full of energy. Lost some weight. Everything's going real good. If you need some help, hit lowtusa.com. Get all your information you need. lowtusa.com.
Club Fitness is lifting local by extending our June offer. Celebrate the opening of our 24th location in Maplewood and join any Club Fitness for just 24 cents until June 30th.
With 24 locations, there's gyms where I live and where I work, making community-driven fitness accessible to everybody in St. Louis.
24 locations, 24 cents. So come on,
lift local with us.
Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Join in June for just 24 cents. See Club for details.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave, because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
The flag of America. It's going to go well.
All right, so when do I play the song?
The song's
playing.
Bam!
Oh, yeah, Bill.
No.
Ma.
No.
I get in trouble.
You can't hear us.
Here we go. It's coming up. Here we go.
There's no fun left on
the table.
And we're full of chips, and we think you'll get lots of
creamy poop of a mystic unicorn.
Ooh.
Love that creamy poop.
Josh Bauman had my phone. Welcome into the June 24th edition. Welcome into the June 24th edition.
Thank you.
Of Pinion's Playhouse. We have all the Pinion's Playhouse members in here except for Pinion himself. He's on a plane somewhere with his wife. Bet they're getting along with that nice 12-hour journey. On his way to Amsterdam and then Germany and France and then Switzerland. Yeah, it's right around the corner. Dan and I and Bill are all going to go there, and we'll probably come back hating each other. But we'll at least have stories to tell when we get back from that little journey. We're going to have the Playhouse this hour. We're going to try to have some fun this hour. But first, dramatic pause. This.
Hey!
I get to introduce everybody on the show today.
All right.
I'm going to change it up and go counterclockwise. Oh, wait. That's the way he always does it. This first man hails from the second most populous city in the United Kingdom after London, a city that is considered the social, cultural, and financial and commercial center of the Midlands with a population of over 4.3 million, frequently referred to as the United Kingdom's second city. That city is Birmingham, England, and he is none other than Board Op and producer connoisseur Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Say what you want.
Wow. Look at you giving Birmingham all the props. I love it. All right, well, hello, everybody. It looks like the rain has left us alone for this evening, so get out there, enjoy the sunshine, and have yourself a wonderful night.
It's nice out there.
What a pleasant intro, and it's going to go nowhere but down from there. Trust me. This next guy comes in the 5 o'clock hour. He's written a couple of books. His first book was called 100 Things to Do in America Before You Die. His next book's going to be called 100 Women to Do in America Before You Die. He is none other.
He already has a second book.
I said his next book, not his second book.
Oh, his third book.
See, you screwed that up. Dude. I had that so well versed. I'm working on my third. I'm gonna have to say it. I gotta edit that out.
Fourth book, actually.
Here we go.
Radio edit.
This next man has written several books. You can check out his Facebook, Bill on the Road, and incredibly, the name of his first book was 100 Things to Do in America Before You Die. He's written a couple of books since then. He's working on his next book, 100 Women to Do in America Before You Die. And when he drives around looking for these 100 women, sometimes he drives northbound, sometimes he drives southbound, sometimes he drives westbound, and sometimes he drives eastbound. Guinea pig. Bill Clevland is in the house. Say hi to everyone, Bill.
Hello, everyone. And I assume this person is a woman. I got a message just a few minutes ago on Instagram from I think it's a woman. She said, "Did I just see you at JCPenney's trying on hats?" And that was me. So hello,
really?
Everyone.
Really? Wow. You are a popular buddy. Go to a profile. Is she cute?
Wow, you are. You are probably. What was her name? Henry?
Well, she may not want me to say.
It's a good female name.
Yeah, Michael.
The Chris or Pat.
Her name's Gino.
Bob. Harry. It was Bob.
Dave.
Continuing to move counterclockwise around the room, it's the man who is in the house with his trouser mouse.
If I only had a brain.
He's been with Frank for 32 happy years. 36 total.
They have to reverse that.
And he has a sponsor above and beyond the fact that he answers all your calls and likes to talk to you because he thinks it's more interesting to talk to you off air than it is to talk to you on the air. Yes. He is Dan Strauss. Say hi to your sponsor, Dan.
Oh, thank you, Tim. I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both Senior Vice President Investors from Stiefel. And when you are retired or approaching retirement, volatile stock markets can make you a little anxious. Mark and Jason can help you design a plan just for you and your long-term goals. Stiefel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE, and to schedule your complimentary retirement plan review or for their number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Wow, we were all together.
Flawless.
Yeah, he was flawless. Unified.
Spot was there.
That was good, Dan.
Should we introduce? Does one of us have to introduce?
No,
you?
I got a good one. I'll introduce myself. Thank you, though.
Okay.
This next guy is me, and Limey insists I have to give my resume, but I'm going to do it with a little twist, just to give you a little tidbit, because Frank kind of gets monotonous with it.
What?
Oh, yeah. Wow. I was a night cook at Denny's, BFD. It was on South Lindbergh.
BFD!
I was a door-to-door knife salesman. I sold 3 total knives, all to the same woman. She lived on Will Avenue across from Melville High School. Thank you, Mrs. Moser. I was a beer vendor at Busch Stadium. I only sold Busch beer because you had to know the guy that was giving out the assignments if you wanted the Kush Bud Light assignment.
Ooh.
I got Busch. Roller skating rink DJ. It's now an indoor golf driving range. It's not even the DJ. It's not even a roller skating rink DJ anymore. Oh. Frank leaves this part of my resume out all the time. Though. I used to be a Little League baseball umpire, and I quit.
Wow.
I quit because my dad took me to see the movie The Omen when I was 5, and I realized that the son of Satan's name was Damien, and I was about 13 years old, and this kid named Damien comes up to bat, and I refused to call a strike on him because I was worried that he was the son of Satan, so every pitch was a ball.
You know what? That's reasonable. That's reasonable.
And I told the director of umpiring that's why I was doing that, and he didn't like that. I'm like, well, have you seen the movie, sir? I mean, Damien like has crows poking people's eyes out and pit bulls grabbing people's throats. He's convincing people to jump out of windows and hang themselves. You call a strike on him. I'm not calling a strike on the kid. So that's why I was a Little League baseball umpire for a very short period of time. But that's what I did, and now here I am on this lovely show, and I'm not sure if I made a career move up or down from those previous jobs that I had. My sponsor, though, and the big reason why I'm here is Matheny Heating and Cooling. Check out their website, MatheneyHeatCool.com. They are a third-generation family-owned business. They've been in business for 77 years. You must be doing something right if, A, you've been in business for 77 years, and, B, you have A-plus ratings on Google Plus and other Angie's List and other customer reviewing websites. Check them out online at MatheneyHeatCool.com or give them a call, please, 314-727-9000. Looking above all of us on this show is the number one listener in the history of the show. Dan has actually visited her grave and headstone in a cemetery somewhere down in eastern Missouri. Bernice is in heaven.
You're so kind, Dan.
This next guy I've actually never met. I have texted him a couple of times. He says he's having trouble meeting women as well, so I gave him an opening line to give women. I said, try this one out. And the line was, hey, baby, can I have your picture so I can show Santa what I want for Christmas? And he got smacked. And I asked him afterward, I said, well, did she think it was corny or did she think it was cheesy? And he said she thought it was...
Jeez.
Yeah, didn't work too well. Yeah, it's not a great line. Hadn't worked for me either. I'm like 0 for 87 on that line, but I'm keeping the faith. Can I have your picture so I can show Santa what I want for Christmas? Women just don't get into that.
I might use that.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
No,
and bringing us the tunes throughout this entire intro. Oh, see, now I asked you. I forgot about that.
What's that, Bernice?
No, I asked Limey even before that. I said, it's Bernice and Rat Boy and then the Limp Guy, right? And he goes, yeah. Yeah, that's it. No, he said, yeah, that's it.
I did not.
I forgot this. Helping us out with security and keeping all of Bill's texters who stalk him and JCPenney out of the studio is our director of security. His name is Hebe Jimenez. I'm not sure.
There you go.
I'm not sure what letter his first or last name begins with. I'm going to guess it's an HJ. What do you think, Limey?
I'd go for that, HJ.
HJ. Should we just call him HJ for
short?
Pretty
good initial.
Yeah, HJ.
HJ. And bringing us the tunes throughout this entire mess is none other than the Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. And that's it.
Yeah. Buddy.
And, our next segment featuring Mr. Cleveland is brought to you in part by Window World. I am told to remind you that Window World offers 12 months financing options to make replacing your windows more easily affordable. You can order the new windows today and you get to pay later. Why Window World? Custom made to fit your home. They've sold over 15 million windows in this market. They are locally owned and operated with a lifetime limited warranty and a BBB accredited business with an A rating. Call Window World at 314-667-4578.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita.
When he's not being stalked by women at JCPenney, buying hats, when he's not writing books on the next 100 women he'd like to have sex with.
Oh my goodness gracious.
He's hard at work writing and preparing his segment for this show. He has a posse of 4 that follows him everywhere. One of them kind of reminds me of Schleprock. She's got like this rain cloud that kind of hangs over her head, just rains on her all day long, like Schleprock had in the Flintstones. Please, please, stop what you are doing. Everyone in our studio listening audience, put your hands together, make him feel welcome and warm and at home. None other than Bill Cleveland. Give it up!
Woo. Wow. Passionate.
That used to drive me crazy, but now I would feel weird if I didn't hear that after my name.
Yeah.
Clapping. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Thank you, Limey, for butt dialing me over the weekend. That was nice of you.
Yeah,
appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah, butt dialed him twice, apparently.
Did yeah. you, what was Limey doing when you butt? I always listen when somebody butt dialed me.
I listened, but there was I couldn't hear anything. It was just, mm-hmm. Yeah,
was
you just were you working, perhaps?
Yeah, working.
Yeah, so I didn't get any of that.
Probably heard, anything. Get off me, get off me!
Yeah, yeah. So thank you for that. Before I do my segment, this is kind of cool. I was going to mention this on Thursday, and I forgot. So I've been wearing a watch. You've seen my little mm-hmm. my wooden watch.
Yeah, wooden very, watch.
I like very much. It's nice. I never wore a watch before.
And watch
it's from a local company called Jord. And so I
free
actually
watch.
Have the opportunity for AM and the PM listeners. You can win your own, but you have to do on my Bill on the Road Facebook page. There's a little link, and at the end of the day, somebody will get a free. Jordan watch. So there you go. All you gotta do is you gotta go on that facebook.com/billontheroad and just put your name and click which watch you
the
want.
End of the day today?
Yep. So get on
really?
Get on it and check. Yeah. What do you like? Are you, like
can
you
I
anything?
Do that?
Well, sure. Yeah.
I can?
Absolutely.
But don't put your name in as Dan Strauss. Put it in as somebody that nobody will know.
Oh.
Like
Dan Strauss.
Put it in as Scott Sherman. No,
okay.
You'll have a chance with that.
Yeah. Cam Jansen.
So yeah, facebook.com/billontheroad. All right.
It's a nice watch.
Thank you.
What's it worth? If I mean, what's the value?
A couple hundred bucks.
Really?
Hmm? Yeah. Yeah. And it's wooden. I hate, like, I know you don't wear a watch.
I don't.
And I used to just rely on my cell phone. And Dan, I know you wear a watch.
I do.
I hate that metal, that feeling of metal, you know, around my, like, I wouldn't do well with bracelets or whatever. But this thing is wood. It's nice. It's
got a leather
comfortable.
And they're going to give one away free through your website, through your Facebook page?
Through the Facebook page. Yep. Facebook.
Wow.
You're registering right now.
I
just told you. All you got to do is go to the link and just put your name and your email address.
Do you get to pull the winning name out of the?
It's all. It's all some automated thing. Oh. They don't trust me.
Have. When I don't wear my watch, it's like I feel lost and kind of naked.
Well, we can't have that.
No.
Most people are like that with underwear. You like that with that with a watch.
Yeah.
So I just wrote an article for a magazine in Kansas.
What?
About Ooh. Yeah. Imagine that.
What's it about?
Well, I'm gonna tell you if you'll hang tight for one sec. Cool things to do in to see and do in Kansas because if there's one state that everybody goes ugh. There's nothing to do in Kansas. It's always Kansas. Like people think there's nothing to do there. They also say that how flat it is, and Kansas actually is only like the 9th or 10th flattest state in America.
What's the flattest state?
Florida, actually.
Huh.
Isn't Florida there is flatter a giant than ball Kansas. Of twine in Kansas?
Yes, there's also one in Branson, Missouri, if you really want to know.
Kansas' state motto is "Please stop and buy gas in our state before you go have fun in Colorado."
That's their motto. Poor Kansas. Sunflower state. So just a couple of things or a few things that you might want to check out. If you are going through Kansas and you're looking for something to do or you don't think there's anything to do. So the first one that I'll mention that I think you guys will probably enjoy, there's an Evel Knievel Museum. Were you a fan of Evel Knievel?
Yes.
You know who he
was. I think he died before I was
And you know him. What? It's so weird that you said that you're saying this. We played, our band played Friday night. There was a guy.
You're in a band?
Yes, I am. Seventh playing a band. We played Friday night. There was a guy there that is a friend of the band's, and he was telling James Brown, our drummer, and the rest of us, that he went to the Evel Knievel Museum and how outstanding and awesome it was. And he said, I touched the ramp that he did, and he said it was just incredible.
So this is two and a half years ago. I was in Topeka, Kansas, and met a guy who owns a Harley Davidson dealership, and this is the guy that started this museum. So when I met him and when I was there, the museum was not open. They had not finished building it. So all of the stuff that he had all of the Evel Knievel stuff that he had was in this very small. Storage warehouse that was directly below the Harley Davidson dealership. So I got to go in there and it's basically like, here, just take a look around, see what you want to see. And so they have all of these really cool artifacts of everything from all of this stuff that he had his face or his likeness plastered on from, you know, lunchboxes to board games, you know, whatever, promotional things, sponsored items, that sort of thing. But then also, like you're saying, Dan, the ramps or x-rays from his accidents. I mean, everything Evel Knievel is in this new museum. So, yeah, check that out. That's in Topeka, Kansas.
You know these daredevils? Have you heard of the Daredevil Walenda family?
I watched them last night.
Did they do the Grand Canyon thing with the husband and the daughter?
No, it was the brother and the sister, and they walked across Times Square last night on ABC.
But they were tethered.
They were tethered, and apparently, from what I understood, they don't like to be tethered. But it's a law in New York; they could not do it.
That takes it all away from
but
me.
But did you see the tether? Looked. I mean,
these two walked across a wire, and one sat down, and one jumped over the other one, and then she got back up, and then they kept walking. But they were tethered. See, back in the old days, like one of the old man Walenda, he was like down in Honduras or somewhere where it's hot, and he fell to his death. Yeah. And that's the whole reason why you watch this stuff is you might see that.
Well, I think you're right. It's sort of like people who watch when you watch NASCAR. You have to you're watching.
You're waiting for the crash.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
And I got to tell you, I was still, even though I knew they were tethered in, I couldn't take my eyes off the screen, and you kind of get a little stressed out watching them. But they did not fall. They didn't need the tether. So I thought that was pretty impressive. Couple other things. So, are you a fan of The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, yes. I liked it. I like The Wizard of Oz.
My dad actually has never seen the movie Wizard of Oz.
What?
Wow. He's in his late 60s. He has never once
Rick
seen
it. Rick Cleveland has never seen it?
He has never watched it.
What is wrong with him?
I don't know. I've been telling him for years. So, there is a Wizard of Oz museum. I believe it is the official Wizard of Oz Museum. It's in a small town, it's a very small town, called Wamego. I might be saying that incorrectly. Wamego. I've been there, but it was closed when I went. But it is there. And so they have 2,000 different items that celebrate The Wizard of Oz, which I believe is the most watched film in American history. I could be wrong on that, but I think that's correct. So all sorts of artifacts and a yellow brick road and all that good stuff. So if you're a fan of the movie and you're headed through Kansas, I think it's off of 70, little town of Wamego, Kansas. Check that out. I'll do one more. There's a place in Kansas City, Kansas, and it's called the Moon Marble Company. And basically what this guy does is he makes marbles, which, when you say that, it sounds a little boring until you actually see this guy doing his craft and seeing him make these things and how they do them. And so you go in and there's areas where people can, like, you could take a group in, whatever, to a group, whatever, and sit in and just watch him. And he'll talk you through the process, and you can watch what he's doing on video screens in his workshop. And then he'll make a marble in front of you, and then you can go and obviously you can buy all of these, like, really cool marbles. But it's something that I'd never thought about, obviously. Marbles, like, who cares about marbles? But it's really neat to see the process of how he puts these things together. And it's called the Moon Marble Company, and they have not only the marbles, but all sorts of, you know, toys and kind of fun games and products that you can buy there. And it's on the Kansas side of
Can you stand Kansas to spend City. More than one day in a row in Kansas? I mean,
sure.
Seriously.
Come on.
I mean, you say it's in a little small town in Kansas. You said a couple minutes ago it's in a little small town in Kansas. Are there any big towns in Kansas?
Well,
I mean, like, besides other than Lawrence and Manhattan, where Kansas and Kansas State are?
Oh, Wichita is bigger than
All right,
would
Wichita.
Be bigger than Manhattan.
All right.
Kansas City. There's
four.
Well,
let me tell you. No,
what do you need?
I'm going to tell you a true story. I interviewed for a job one time. I don't know why I did this. It was a buddy of mine who was a general manager of a radio station, and he was the general manager of a radio station cluster in Fort Dodge, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is way in the southwestern part of the state of Kansas. I had just bought a new vehicle, and it was like a 1,000-mile trip from, I was living in Kentucky at the time, and I drove through St. Louis all the way to Fort Dodge, Kansas. And I got there, and this town, it was so small. I walked into a convenience store, and I was going to buy some sunglasses, and every pair of sunglasses on the rack had like a quarter inch of dust on them. Like the state is so dusty, you couldn't even walk into a store without dust being on stuff on the. I mean, the donuts that were in the packs, you know, little donuts in the plastic, everything had dust on it. I drove to Fort Dodge, Kansas. I spent one night in this godforsaken town. I interviewed the next day at the station. He offered me the job, and I said, "Yeah, I'll have to think about it." And then as we were walking out, he goes, you know where the phrase, get the hell out of Dodge came from? I said, no, where? He goes, it came from this town. I said, why is that? He goes, because everybody that lives here wants to get the hell out of town. He swore that that's where that phrase came from. That town was so awful that people want to get out of there, and that's where that phrase originated from, and it couldn't have come in a better state than Kansas. And I hearken back to my Mizzou days when Norm Stewart was the basketball coach at Mizzou, and Missouri and Kansas had such a heated rivalry that Norm Stewart would stop the bus before the Missouri-Kansas state line and said, okay, if anybody needs to get out and go to the bathroom, if anybody needs anything to eat, if anybody needs anything to drink, buy any cigarettes, he refused to allow the team to spend a dollar in the state of Kansas. Mizzou would then go play in Manhattan or in Lawrence, and then the bus would turn around after the game, and they'd come back, and they couldn't eat or get anything to drink or whatever until they crossed the state line back into Missouri. That's how much Missouri hated Kansas back in those days.
I shouldn't say this, but I actually do the same thing with Illinois when it comes to gas.
Well, it's because it's expensive.
I refuse to buy gas. And sometimes it becomes kind of like, oh crap, I'm getting pretty low. But if I have to coast on fumes into the next state, I will.
You will. That's a legitimate reason.
Understandable.
A legitimate financial reason. Yeah,
understandable.
So, all right. Well, that's it. If you want some more? Yes, sir.
Sorry to interrupt. Apparently, the name of your watch is Yod.
Oh, I'm saying it incorrectly.
Yeah, you're Yod. Saying it wrong. Yod, like toad.
Even though there's an R in it?
Apparently.
J-O-R-D, saying it's Yod?
Everybody that texts this show, he thinks that they are like the master's degree individuals. And then he presents it as, because you're wrong because somebody texted and said you're wrong.
What did you call it? Did you call it Jord?
Yeah, I did. J-O-R-D. Jord. That's possible I'm incorrect.
Yod.
Wow. I'm going to keep wearing it, though.
Yeah, good on you. That's nice.
It's a free watch. That's all you care about.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Hey, boy, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to that crowd.
Mm. They love you. So I want to do a bridge Bill's segment and Mike Evans' segment. I'm going to make an effort to try and tell a joke today in Frank's honor. I'm nervous about
it. Is it risque?
You know what? A little, but nothing too horrible. The my concern is that when I normally tell this joke, it's got a little bit of a visual, so I'm going to have to kind of describe the visual as I deliver the punchline. So hopefully you'll.
Are we going to the joke right now?
In a few minutes when we do.
I thought we were going to talk about the sanctions on Iran.
Oh yeah. No, I actually visualized this part of the show because nobody on the show right now is married. We are all single, right?
Yeah,
Dan was once married, and that was such a fine decision in his previous life, as he talks about it, as was Lyman.
Yeah.
But none of us are married, so I have two more additional reasons, two additional stories in the news of reasons why none of us should ever get married again, okay?
I'm listening.
Here's the first one. A three-judge panel has ruled in, I believe this is Indiana where this took place, Michigan. A three-judge panel has ruled in Michigan that this husband and wife, Richard and Mary Zelasco, now, hear me out on the timeline here, they both filed for divorce against each other in 2011. They can't stand each other. So instead of hiring a lawyer, they agree to go to arbitration. This is a long and drawn-out process. It took them 7 years to go through the process of getting divorced from arbitration, but there's a reason why. It's because about a year and a half into their divorce, they both file, they separate. They are legally separated. She's got her rent, she's got her bills, he's got his rent, he's got his bills. There's kids involved. Eventually you're going to have to negotiate the child support and the alimony if necessary. You know, you have to present financial statements and everything when you get divorced. Well, this guy made the mistake of telling her that he won the Michigan lottery.
Oh my goodness.
He won $80 million in the Michigan lottery jackpot. The guy didn't even realize it until a month later when he was going through and cleaning out his wallet that he found this ticket. Oh, I forgot to check and see if this was a winner. Let me just go under the scanner here next to the Slurpee machine and see what it has to say. $80 million the guy won and then made the mistake of telling his wife about it.
Idiot.
So she got a lawyer involved at that point. Mm-hmm. Shocker. And yeah, right. He bought the winning ticket in 2013. After taxes and deductions, the value of the ticket was $38,873,628. That's a hair under $39 million. And the arbitrator ruled that it was a marital asset and he had to split it with her.
Wow. Because they were still legally married.
Because
right?
they were still legally married. Yeah. And even though she made three times the money that he did in their marriage, apparently she was the breadwinner of the house. And he was actually suing her to pay, like, had to pay him, like, alimony and the whole bit. Now, do you think this guy could have, like, maybe went to a buddy and said, hey, let's go to a lawyer and sign this deal. We'll tell him it's your ticket. I'll give you $100,000 and we'll tell him it's your ticket.
Oh, man,
and,
I don't know.
And keep my wife out of the deal and, you know, sign a non-disclosure and the whole bit. There's got to be a way.
That could have gone terribly wrong.
Does Michigan allow you to remain anonymous when you win that much money? No, you don't.
No, because
so he was screwed either
because
way.
Because whoever won $1.8 million in the Mega Billions deal was in a state where they don't have to release the name, and there was just a side story to this story that's saying that person will likely be able to remain anonymous for the rest of their life.
He was probably screwed from the get-go then. If they can it public, then she was going to find out.
She was going to get the money no matter what. But if you go to a friend of yours and you say, I just won this $80 million ticket, let's make a deal. This friend of yours is going to look and see dollar signs, and all of a sudden, once you sign that ticket over to him, that deal's done.
Yeah, right, gone.
Your buddy's going to go.
I think not if you have an agreement in place first. I mean, if you have a binding contractual agreement.
Well, then still, then if you have a binding contractual agreement, she's going to find out.
I love all of my friends, like family.
I'm a brother.
But absolutely no way I would give my little sister ticket for $80 million.
Would you trust your brother, Bill?
No way.
But I don't play the lottery, so.
I'm just saying, if you're married, you want to hide the money from your wife, would you trust your brother and say, hey, listen, I'll give you this ticket. I'll let you keep $100,000. The rest goes to me. We're on an honor system here, right? Shake hands. Would you trust him with $38 million?
Mm-mm.
Well, wait, $100,000. I'd give my brother, if I'm asking my brother to do that, I'd say, I'll give you a couple million.
Yeah, right.
Well, aren't you the nice guy today? I mean, whatever the figure is.
Yeah.
Well, what makes the story a little bit more unique is that the arbitrator that this husband and this wife agreed to go to, he ruled that since the losses throughout the marriage were shared jointly, the winnings should be shared jointly. Wow. And he made that ruling. Well, at this point, this guy decides to go to an appeals court. As the case is going to the appeals court, the arbitrator who was going to testify died.
And so
he couldn't give testimony as to why he rendered his ruling and this and that in the first place. So as a result, the appeals court ruled that the case would be decided on his original decision rather than hearing an appeal because they couldn't find out the merits of why he made the decision in the first place. So they let the decision stand, and she cleared over $19 million.
Whoa.
Now, that happen if your wife makes more money than you and you end up getting divorced? Do you get a chance at alimony payments?
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. In Missouri, I've seen it happen.
Then I've got a new life goal. I'm going to marry a rich woman who's got a great job. Then I'm going to divorce her and get that alimony payment.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute. Why would you do that? If you meet a nice woman and you really fall in love with her and she makes more money than you, then you
if I genuinely love her, then sure. But if not, I'm just thinking of a retirement plan, Dan. You know?
You're just going to go
in. My generation's
I'm marrying you to divorce
security.
You.
Come on now.
Okay, here's that's kind of the feel good story. Hey, he got $19 million. He ain't starving, right? That's kind of the feel good fight of the day.
Right?
Yeah. That's the feel good divorce for the day. This one's going to make you puke.
Oh.
In Florida, and this was just updated by the Washington Post 12 hours ago. In Florida, a man was in jail for domestic abuse, and his wife filed a restraining order against him, and he violated that restraining order, and he was in police custody when what I'm about to describe to you happened. 35-year-old Joseph Irby was claimed by his wife to be a dangerous individual and a violent individual. They had been separated since last December, and he was facing domestic violence charges. She had been granted a restraining order, and the judge agreed a couple of months after this guy was in custody to reduce his bail and let him out on $10,000 bail under the condition that he cannot use or possess or carry any weapon or ammunition. His wife testified at this hearing and begged the judge not to let him go. This girl's name is Courtney Irby. The guy's name is Joseph Irby. Courtney Irby testifies at the hearing and says, please don't let my husband go. He's going to come after me. He's going to hurt me. He's going to come after me. He's going to hurt me. The judge says, well, I'm going to have to let him go. But, sir, don't you use or possess or carry a weapon or any kind, you know, and shakes his finger at him.
He'll be in trouble.
So as this guy is being processed out of jail, she decides to take matters into her own hands. While the guy's still in police custody and they're booking him out, she leaves the courthouse. She drives over to this guy's apartment, somehow gets into his apartment, and goes around his apartment and found every gun that he owned and all the ammunitions that he owned, and she confiscated them and she put them in her car. But she didn't go sell them on Craigslist. She didn't go hide them in her house. She didn't try and pawn them off. She didn't throw them in the river. No, no. You know what this gal did?
Took them to the court?
Took them to jail. She took the guns. She took the guns to the jail and said, my husband is going to come after me and kills me with these weapons. A judge just said he can't have them, so I went to his house and got these weapons, and here they are. Please do something with them. Please hold them for safekeeping. Please help me, help me, help me, help me. The booking cop behind the counter asks her the following question. He says, so are you saying that you broke into and entered his apartment? And she's like, well, technically, yes, but he's not allowed to have these and so forth and so on. Blah, blah. So what does this cop do? This cop calls the jail where this guy is and says, let me speak to inmate Strauss, or Irby, I should say. And the jail goes and brings this guy over to the phone to talk to this cop. The cop goes, yeah, I've got your wife here, and she just went and got all your guns and everything, and she's admitted to breaking and entering into your apartment. Do you want to press charges against her? You know what the guy says? Yes, I do.
Oh, sure.
So this woman got arrested and booked on two charges of grand theft of a firearm and one charge of armed burglary. She spent 6 days and five nights in jail before being released. And now there are state representatives, state politicians, and national politicians that are demanding that the prosecutor of this case not press charges against this gal.
Wow.
She got arrested for turning her own husband's guns in.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Well, unbelievable.
I mean, it kind of makes you feel for the woman, given in the situation that she was in. She sounds like she was genuinely scared, but it would have been smarter to just call the police and be like, look, okay, he's been given a restraining order. Can you go and get the guns off?
I know he has all these guns.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Wow.
Here's my most nervous part of the show.
You're going to tell a joke.
I'm going to try and tell this joke before we get Mike Evans on. And
are you going to call the ladies in?
You think that's appropriate?
The joke by ladies?
Because sure. At least they'll laugh at me.
Yeah.
Ladies, get in here, please.
There you go.
Ooh, that's nice.
Frank's on a plane. He can't hear us.
Yeah, right. What's he going to do, complain?
So this guy that answers phones for a local call-in show decides to go to Germany and France and Switzerland. I won't say his name.
Is this the sausage joke?
He decides to go to Germany and France and Netherlands and Switzerland, and he goes, and he has a good time, and, you know, he has a few cocktails, a few too many cocktails on the way home, you know, and he lands at Lambert Airport, and he's a little intoxicated when he gets there, so he walks out, he's kind of stumbling out there, and he needs to get a cab ride back to his house, right? And so he walks up to the first cab, and he goes, hey, man, how much for a ride to Florissant? The cabbie goes, oh, that would be $65. and the guy goes, and the phone screener goes, well, let me ask you a question. How much for give me an HJ on the way home while you're done?
Oh, God.
What the kind of pervert do you think I am? Get away from my car. Get out of here. I'm not that kind of guy. Gets out, you know. So Dan walks down to, the call screener walks down to the next cab. He goes, hey, man. He goes, how much for a ride to Florissant? The cab goes, oh, that would be $62.75. And the call screener goes, well, you're kind of a cutie. You might have to sit in the front seat, and maybe you could give me a little HJ. We'll call it an even 100. Get away from me, you pervert. I don't do that kind of thing. Get out of my face. I don't do that kind of thing. And Dan, so the call screener goes to the third cab and the fourth cab. Can I get an HJ? How much for a ride to Florissant and an HJ? He goes through about seven of these guys, right? And they all get upset. They all tell him to get out of their face and go on down to the next cabbie. Like, all these cabbies are lined up, you know, back to back. So Dan goes to the eighth cabbie and he goes, hey, man, call screener goes, hey, man, how much for a ride to Florissant? Cabbie goes, oh, that would be $67. And the call screener goes, oh, that's good. You mind if I sit in the front seat? No, no, man, go ahead, hop in the front seat. So Dan walks around the car. I mean, the call screener walks around the car and gets in the front seat. You know, he just kind of sits there. And now the cabbie's got to take off, and he's got to drive by all the other cabs that, you know, the call screener's already, you know, walked up to and tried to proposition, you know. And he gets about halfway up there, and Dan, or the call screener, takes his phone, and he throws it at the cabbie's feet. And cabbie, like, slams on his brake, and he goes, hey, man, will you pick up my phone for me down there? And the cabbie, like, leans down to pick up his phone, and the call screener rolls down the window, gets the attention of all the other cab drivers, and he goes, hey, I found one! Hey, I found one! Found one!
Oh, my God. Let's check traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic sponsored by Hagerty for people who love cars. A crash has eastbound 70 shut down at Forestell. Traffic stacks up well west of Wright City. Westbound 370 jams at St. Louis Mill. Westbound 364 slow near Bennington. Accident reported downtown eastbound 70 at St. Louis Avenue. It's partially blocking the right lane. Earlier accident eastbound 255 at the JB Bridge lining up southbound 270 at 44. Hey, St. Louis, need collector car insurance? Only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car. Quote at Hagerty.com/Midwest or with your local agent. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
It's not summer grilling season until you hear the sizzle of quality Hatfield pork hit the grill while friends and family anxiously await their first serving. That's because Hatfield comes from pork experts who deliver easy-to-prepare varieties of deliciously marinated tenderloins, loin fillets, chops, and ribs. They come with a pledge to quality right on the package. And once they get a taste, everyone will be back for seconds. Get the pork that makes grilling more interesting at Schnucks and visit simplyhatfield.com for more info.
Hey there, this is Reed Lowe, former St. Louis Blue, talking to you today about one of the best things that's ever happened to me, mentality. A low testosterone treatment that's completely changed my life. About 3 years ago, I just felt like I was running out of energy all day long. Well, Cam Jansen, my good buddy, introduced me to this testosterone treatment, and it's been an absolute lifesaver. I feel great. My days are full of energy. Lost some weight. Everything's going real good. If you need some help, hit lowtusa.com. Get all your information you need. lowtusa.com.
Club Fitness is lifting local by extending our June offer. Celebrate the opening of our 24th location in Maplewood and join any Club Fitness for just 24 cents until June 30th.
With 24 locations, there's gyms where I live and where I work, making community-driven fitness accessible to every body in St. Louis.
24 locations, 24 cents. So come on,
lift local with us.
Club Fitness, the right fit for every body. Join in June for just 24 cents. See Club for details.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
It is the final segment on the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank Opinion. Without Frank Opinion today, as Frank is traveling to Europe. I'm Tim Woodburn, joined by Trevor Limey Phillips, Bill Cleveland, Dan Strauss in the house. And joining us live from Dallas, Texas, where I've been one time, and Bill Cleveland made fun of me because I took a selfie on the spot where JFK got assassinated. He thought that was weird.
I would have done the same thing.
Whatever.
That's a bit weird.
It's a little bit weird. It's not a lot weird. Mike Evans is joining us. Mike, Tim Woodburn here. Frank is on the road, but we look forward to your segment today and tomorrow. How you been?
Doing good. Did we mention any guns?
We have not mentioned Annie Guns, although I did mention at the beginning of the show that doing the show without Frank is like having a French dip from Annie Guns without the meat. It's just the bread.
Well, the cheese, and the
au jus. And by the way, I take my mother to Annie Guns every year for her birthday. We've done that for about the last 8 years, way before I ever started on the show.
Interesting.
And they have a meatloaf there that is, they grill it. I've never seen a meatloaf with grill marks on it, like a bratwurst would have, like, or a steak would have on, like, an outdoor grill. They put it on some kind of open flame grill. Man, it's unbelievable.
That sounds good.
It is unbelievable. You wouldn't think meatloaf would be a gourmet thing, but it is there at Annie Guns.
By the way, taking a selfie where John F. Kennedy was shot, there's nothing weird about that at all.
Well, no.
I mean, you're taking a picture of yourself at a spot in world history that will be remembered as long as there's mankind. There's nothing weird about that.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Well, Bill thought I was weird for doing it. That's what I'm just saying.
Bill Cleveland?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, enough said. In celebration of summer, this week's pop quiz theme, summer destinations today, college campuses are great places to go visit on a summer.
Yes,
and
are.
According to the NCAA, these are the four most beautiful campuses, along with the towns that they are in. But which one is the most, the one that they say is the best to go see? Is it the University of Colorado? Is it Appalachian State? Is it Navy? Or is it the University of Wisconsin? Answer in a minute. Hardcore news with a Hollywood connection. Members of Kim Fox's Chicago prosecutor's office have quit. A judge has opened up a misconduct investigation. A special prosecutor and Fox, because she ordered Smollett's case be dropped. My prediction is this thing is going to turn into a criminal investigation.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
That's my pick on it. Next, regarding the forensic specialist, Dr. Henry Lee. In my opinion, he blew the O.J. Simpson case, the JonBenet investigation, the Scott Peterson trial, and the Phil Spector murder of Lana Clarkson. I was at all of those. And finally, he's starting to be challenged publicly about some of these things he said. Look, I know Henry Lee enough to know, tell you this. He never met a camera he didn't love. He's a publicity hound. Prediction. When Nora O'Donnell.
All right. She attractive?
And he says it in that tone.
You kind of know.
Sometimes they'll rope a dopey and say a guy's name and in the tone of voice, but you got to, you know.
Throws me off.
Yeah.
When she takes over for CBS, the anchor chair, July 15th, I think she's going to do pretty good.
All right. 60 seconds, Mr. Evans.
We came to you way late. We do apologize.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mike.
And finally.
Oh.
NCAA, what do they say is the best college to visit? Is it the University of Colorado, Appalachian State, Navy, or the University of Wisconsin?
I'll go Appalachian State.
I'm going to go Wisconsin.
I'll go Navy.
Number four is Boulder, Colorado, the home of the University of Colorado. Number three, Boone, North Carolina, home of Appalachian State. Number two, Madison, Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin. Number one, Annapolis,
nice.
Maryland, the home
bell.
Of the Naval Academy.
Never get
By
bell.
The way, I would have also said Pepperdine in Malibu, Stanford in Palo Alto, and the University of Hawaii Manoa campus, Oahu. Mike Evans, see ya.
Thank you, Mike. Brought to you in part by Annie Gunn's Restaurant, located in the easternmost part of the Chesterfield Valley. Thanks again to Dan Strauss and to Trevor Limey Phillips for helping me get through this hour today and this entire show today.
You did it, bud.
I'll give it a 7. It went pretty smooth.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
One bad joke, and we only interrupted Bill 14 times. Have a great night, everyone.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind. Miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here?
It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9ofthefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Tough new sanctions are going into effect against Iran. President Trump says the sanctions were in the works before Iran shot down a U.S. spy drone last week. The sanctions deny Iran's supreme leader access to key financial resources and support. The president's pushing for more transparent health care pricing. He signed an executive order that will force health care providers and insurers to announce how much a service will cost before it happens. Trump said patients have been at a disadvantage for too long. The man charged in the accident that killed seven motorcyclists over the weekend is being turned over to New Hampshire authorities.
23-year-old Vladimir Zukovsky appeared in a Massachusetts court Monday after being arrested at his West Springfield home on a fugitive from justice charge. After being arraigned, he was turned over to New Hampshire authorities, where he's being charged with seven counts of negligent homicide. Zukovsky was driving a pickup truck with a trailer attached, which collided with a group of motorcyclists Friday.